lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oof, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
This is optional installation and shipping and handling extra. See SBC.com/SBCYahoo for terms and details.
I'm Layla. So what did A-Rod say about the fans in Arlington? I'll tell you next on the Ticket Ticker.
After a new 60 Minutes, CBS presents the powerful cold case season finale.
Died from stab wounds, no weapon recovered.
This was in 86.
A teenage girl cut down in her prime.
I didn't kill her. I love her.
People kill people they love.
But this case has a haunting twist. Detective Lily Rush looks like the victim.
Aren't you the soulmate?
We're talking about you, not me.
Now she could be the killer's next target.
That's weird how much you look like her.
I'm not her.
New cold case. Then, William H. Macy and Tom Selleck star in a CBS movie event.
I come about kill three people, so I don't remember nothing about it.
7 years ago, a cop who bent the rules put a man on death row.
He did it.
He destroyed evidence.
I didn't destroy all the evidence.
Now, a lawyer in search of the truth is the only hope for justice.
Did you lose respect for the law?
Scott Turow's Reversible Errors.
It all starts Sunday at 6 on CBS 11 for coverage you can count on.
The Ticket.
A-Rod hits a two-run home run in his first at-bat in his return to Arlington. WFAA Channel 8 and the Keg Roaster bringing the ticker. But the Rangers beat the Yankees 9-7 the final. A-Rod says he didn't hear a lot of boos at Ameriquest Field.
I thought they were okay. I saw a lot of positive signs out there and a lot of, I signed autographs and everybody came over and seemed real excited to see me and it was great to see them too, but not bad at all.
He was 2-for-5 with 2 RBI in the game. We're in the third round at the Bank of America Colonial and let's go live to Fort Worth for your tournament update. Here's Jimmy Christopher.
Layla, Jeff Maggart lives in the Woodlands down near Houston. He's one of four guys trailing J.L. Lewis and Justin Leonard by a stroke with 5-under-135. Maggart tees at 12:56 this afternoon. Jeff is planning on playing just two or three times in 2004 because his wife, Michelle, is expecting twins at the beginning of September. The 40-year-old Maggart hasn't won since 1999. This Colonial Update brought to you by Moritz BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlet.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket will be live at the Colonial all day with updates. The Lakers win Game 1 of the Western Conference playoffs. They beat the Timberwolves 97-88. Shaq scored 27 points and had 18 rebounds, and Kobe Bryant scored 23 points for the Lakers in the win. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, weekends from 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, the station that sounds better after every beer.
9:52 on The Ticket. Welcome one and all. Thanks for joining us on the T-Box. Tomorrow, after the final putt or final shot is made, for the winner at Colonial will be on doing a post-Colonial wrap-up show. So hopefully you tune in for that. A lot of people tuned in last week for the Nelson wrap-up. A lot of people want to know, who was that Dan golfer that fired his caddy right in front of everybody? Got a lot of emails on that.
What an ass.
He's a left-hander. What do you expect?
The more and more I think about it, the more and more I want to write that guy a letter.
Russ Cochran?
Yeah.
That was a very toolish thing to do. What
because
a moron.
Here's the thing, and this is, like you said, I'm a left-handed golfer. He's been one of those left-handed golfers that, for years, he was the only guy on tour.
Yeah, you looked up to him.
Him and this spare Ernie Gonzalez, that was it. I used to look up to him. I could tell you every stat about him, where he won, where he didn't win. And the last time he played to Nelson, which was 2 years ago, he laced into a tirade of profanity. Because he was just playing terrible. He was complaining about the rough, whatever. And I was like, man, that's not what I really expected out of him. And then last week, when he fired his caddy in front of the entire members' pavilion.
He didn't only fired him, he humiliated him.
Yes, he humiliated the guy.
Which is
absolutely
wrong.
Humiliated the guy.
So I hope he doesn't make a cut for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Heck with him.
Yeah. I wish badness on him, too.
As a caddy who may have been looking for another bag, would you have yelled at him back?
Was that on air? Okay. No. I'd have just taken. You know why? Because now you're the martyr. Now you're the underdog. If you were to yell at him back, then some other players would say, "Hey, pal, you should have just taken your medicine and gone to another bag." But you
it's,
know,
it's kind of like
wrongs. You know,
understand who the talent is. You know, it's you got to understand the talent is, and you're working for the talent, and you've got to be behind the scenes. So for him to go. I should have said, I regret not saying something.
Because hey, you should have said something.
My kids were there. There was a bunch of kids trying to get his autograph, for God's sakes. He did it in front of maybe 15 kids who were trying to get his autograph.
That's pretty sorry.
I should have
said
something.
One of the kids said, "Can I have your autograph? Can you sign an a-hole?" Mr. A-hole to you. All right. I want to thank Jason and MR and lovely Layla for being a part of the crew today. And Lance Barrow, the coordinating producer for CBS. You'll see his work Saturday and Sunday at Colonial. Now you got a list. Real quickly, let's get to the golf list because I want to bring the rant in if they're around. And there's one.
Stand by.
There's one particular category that one online brokerage or online firm laid odds on. So to speak.
Hey guys.
Hey.
So what's the golf thing?
Isn't that funny?
Or do you want to hold on to it?
What's that?
Hold on to the golf.
Let's hold on
to the golf thing. Okay. Craig found this online betting service, and they have odds on one category. What is it, Craig?
Well, they got a bunch of different things for non-golf
stuff. Just use that one.
But the one which Rick was...
I thought you'd have it ready.
Sorry? I did. Well, I was going to go through some other stuff, but here's the one that was interesting that interested Rick the most and thought you guys would be interested in it.
Okay.
Who will appear naked in Playboy first? Your choices are Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Kylie Minogue, Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lopez, or Paris Hilton?
I'd say Paris Hilton and then Christina Aguilera.
I'll say Paris Hilton. It's 2-1.
Yeah, it's Paris Hilton I would say the exact same thing as you did, Dave. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Christina Aguilera is even money.
Really?
She is
turning into quite a slut.
And Britney Spears is the second favorite at 2-1.
She is not going to do it.
No way. Now, no. Christina Aguilera, her career is hitting a little bit of a wall, so that's usually when you do it. Right?
Yeah.
Can I give us a boost?
Yeah.
You know what throws this whole thing out of whack?
What, David?
Is that Playboy is becoming more like Maxim. You know, it's becoming more softcore, more.
Well, that's
safe.
How it always was.
Well, yeah. Compared.
How do you know this?
Because I've read about it
online.
Compared to every other adult magazine, yes, it's the softest core thing out there. But it's going towards the non-adult magazines. It's closing the gap that way instead of the other way.
Yeah, it's always been the least.
So it's going to be safer for a lot of these.
I think people buy
celebrities.
Good point.
It's going to be safer for a lot of these celebrity chicks to do it because they don't have to show as much.
Well, they still show enough.
Thank you, David.
By the way, Paris Hilton is the highest odds at 5-1.
You know, they released that that DVD. Yeah, the whole sex film.
Yeah, do you have it?
No.
On what?
They released a DVD of that that film, that you know, the internet film.
Okay, I still don't get how they can do that.
I have no idea.
Because
I guess it must be Rick Solomon that releases it, and his argument would be that she consented to the filming of it, but that doesn't mean she consented to the distribution of it.
Never seen his word line.
I've seen pieces of it. Somebody sent me a piece.
Doesn't look like two shrews going at it because their eyes are all...
Well, there's
weirded
a portion
out
of
light.
It that's, yeah, in night vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was kind of... That was what was leaked at first because it was kind of a teaser. You couldn't really see what was going on.
I don't see
yeah,
two hands going at it.
Well, you could, but, you know, not in incredible detail. But I guess the whole thing is over an hour, and there's, you know, plenty of...
Big buildup?
Yeah, plenty of living color.
There's other shots.
I mean, are there people out there that have this
yes.
DVD that
Hi, Corbin.
Have access
yeah.
to
do, yeah.
the
do makeup they actually,
system?
Do they actually
the
ship
ticket?
Those to Dallas?
I mean, to the ticket? Is that possible? I mean, I don't know. I'm just, I mean, you know, I don't know.
I got it.
What? What, Corby? You got what?
I have that thing.
Any picture
you
just sent it to?
Someone sent it to me.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
And?
Have you watched it yet?
No. And you know what? I probably won't.
Well, then just give it to me.
Well, for what? Research?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll review it on the next rant.
We'll see how far I can arc it.
Arc what?
The DVD when I throw it in the trash.
Oh.
Well, that's filth around me.
Huh.
Well. Yuck. Hey, you guys.
Yes.
Don't leave whenever we sign off. Because I have to talk to you in the break.
Okay.
Very important.
Important and secret and sensitive.
It's right. about where Corbin is keeping the key now.
No.
Yeah, where are you keeping the key?
Well, that is an ongoing
See,
thing,
what?
Isn't it?
You know what I think Corby and his wife have done? I think they still keep it in the electrical box because they've thought it one step further.
Yeah.
No one
will think that it's going to be here.
Just, if you can give a dog a rectal exam, then you can find a key. That's all I'm saying.
I never heard. That was Confucius, was it?
Yeah.
I think that was Ben Franklin.
God, look how Asian.
Or Richard's Almanac or whatever.
Johnny Damon looks.
Looks like you.
Oh.
He does. He looks like big, fat, bong-hit Corby.
Long-haired, bong-hit Corby. Was that my nickname?
Hey, where are you guys?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
The
right
Dallas,
here.
The Dallas Truck Show Exhibit and Fair.
No, I think it's the Truck and SUV Show.
Oh.
At Dallas Market Hall.
Yeah, we have been to Dallas Market Hall like three times in the last, three months?
There is a trend of you, I don't know, dealing with the common folk. Last week was RV City, and this week
yeah,
is...
Yeah, yeah, we've been here for the boat show, the guitar show, and now the truck and SUV
You need
show.
To do a show from a KOA camp next week, and you'll have the trifecta.
We're set up right at the front.
That's public radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
KOA?
Yeah.
Is it? I thought it was a campground.
We're staring right at the
Good
infinities,
point,
and I'm
you're lucky.
Very,
you're
very,
very
excited about
the infinity.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this.
You're a car
56 or whatever the hell that
you're
is.
You're a car snob.
I am.
This is the thing, though, Dave.
How could Dave be a car snob? What are you driving, Dave? I'm sorry.
Yeah, how did you turn into a car snob?
Who am I talking to?
Me.
Oh.
Well, Dave is typically just a snob.
Yeah, I'm a snob.
He's a snob for no reason because he's not. It's not like he's well bred or he comes from money.
You never. You don't know. You don't know. My birth parents may be rich.
I know, but you certainly didn't grow up in it.
What a sad state that is.
Or that you're a good looking man.
Yeah, you have nothing going for you, yet you're a snob.
I'm a moderately handsome, averagely successful person. Human.
You really think that?
Moderately good looking,
averagely successful.
Yeah.
I got a lot going for me, guys.
But yet he's a snob. All right, what did you have? What was I asking? Oh, Dave, you need to realize cars are always a losing proposition.
Oh, I know. And I don't buy new cars anymore. I buy used cars.
Yeah, but you bought a used Wagoneer, and I told you that.
No,
at the time.
Not, that was.
Wagoneer?
That was a mistake.
Don't do any fetish
right.
cars like that.
Right. No, I'm talking about like a 3-4-year-old vehicle where it's still in top running condition, but you've already knocked out the depreciation on it.
But still, Dave has two cars, right? Dave pulls in, what do you make, $30,000, $40,000 a year? You're the $40,000 a year millionaire
no,
in Dallas.
Because your two cars, you have a Land Rover and a Mercedes.
Right. A 99 and a 2001.
Oh, well, yes, certainly. Then they aren't Mercedes and Land Rover anymore.
Yeah, they're relics at this point.
They're not brand new.
Just go out and get you something that's...
What is Corby? Look at Corby.
Yeah, just
Corby makes
practical.
He makes more than both of us, and he drives a used Nissan pickup truck. That's very level-headed.
I can't help it that I'm better than him.
Oh, my God.
So what is your next car, Davey?
I really like the Land Rover Discovery that I'm driving, so I'm gonna
Kia.
This fall, when my Smart Buy is up, I'm gonna trade it in and I'm gonna get a used one.
That's all. David's goal in getting a vehicle is to see how upside down he can get in it.
So you,
I'm not upside down, and I won't be.
You might be sleeping in it,
though.
Aren't you, like, tremendously upside down in one of your vehicles?
I had a Jeep Wrangler that I was upside down by, like, $3,500.
Oh, so. That's good financial.
Yeah, that was a really sound financial decision.
And you're upside down in that Mitsubishi you had for a while. What was that one? What was that big, tall thing you used to drive? Old, tall thing.
The one I flipped on 75?
Yeah, you're literally upside down in on 75.
No, that was... I think that one cost $3,500.
Well, we're going to find Dave a new car out here today. That's for sure. That's my promise from me to you.
Hey, just a note from the humble man here. The vehicle that I own, a 1986 Toyota pickup truck.
That's because you have a car deal.
No, sorry, 1984 Toyota pickup truck.
Because you have a morning show personality car deal.
It's not even a 5-speed, it's a 4-speed.
You know what, my car, my truck...
Three on the tree.
My truck will last me. It doesn't matter what other cars that are going to be floated my way.
He will have his truck, and you will have gone through 10 vehicles.
I guarantee you.
Yeah,
and mine's completely paid for.
And it'll be your third vehicle.
What do you mean?
You'll have two other vehicles besides it.
I drive it every day.
So it's going to be your only driver for the next 20 years.
If it lasts.
No way.
Which I will. I'll treat it well.
No way.
Listen.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
I am into keeping cars for a long time. My dad passed that down. My dad right now, and you know, my dad is not a poor man, but he drives.
Barbie grew up the richest of all.
Yeah, he did.
My dad drives like a 90 Honda Accord with 140,000 miles on it.
And it's loaded, right? Leather, sunroof.
Doesn't matter.
CD changer.
No car payment.
140,000 miles on it.
My last two cars had over 200,000 on them.
I remember Rick's car, that white car you had.
Yeah, the Maxima.
Yeah, that thing had a
260,000 miles.
That's my goal for my next vehicle.
Davey, I'm in your court. You know, having a newer car, having something new every couple of years is much better.
You admitted that you get tired of cars after 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, as soon as Craig pays for a car, he can start talking.
Well, you know, I finally found the car that I like. I always was in cars that I kind of liked, but I was always interested in another vehicle. But I like the vehicle I have now. So as soon as I buy one and I pay for it, I want to keep it forever.
It won't happen.
Yeah, it will. I guarantee.
No, because this is the thing, Dave.
I'm going to buy...
It's because of your adoption. It's because you have nothing going for you. Whatever it's because, you are constantly you're constantly trying to change the external world around you in hopes that it will change your internal world.
I make this promise to you. The next vehicle that I buy...
Here we go.
It will have 40,000 to 50,000 miles on it. And I will keep that vehicle until it has 200,000+ miles.
So somebody disses it.
Okay. Are you willing to put that in writing?
Yes. I'll put that in writing.
And if you do not do that, your penalty is that you have to pay me $10,000.
Yes. I will make that deal.
All right. Got you down.
Okay. I'll draw up the documents.
Well, that and next.
I've gotten... yesterday I went to Half Price and bought Quicken Lawyer. And I'm going to have the documents.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and you were just certified as a notary, I think.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
So... We're going to put that in writing.
Big money.
All right, Craig, what do you drive?
I drive an SUV.
Do you have an Golfer deal?
Have him describe the SUV.
You have a
Start
Cayenne,
off with the name
you?
Of the car.
You have a Porsche Cayenne, don't you?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. That's real common, man.
That is so common.
Oh, wow. Is this Claudia walking up here?
Oh, it's Corby's favorite ticket chick.
Where? Walking up right here. Claudia, who Corby swears will end his marriage one day.
Wow. That's cocky.
Why are you pumping your fist?
What?
Hmm?
And why are you lowering it towards your crotch?
Did you see the tear just roll down my eye?
Yep. Oh, gross.
What?
Jeez.
Now all that in there.
Hey, don't leave. I got to talk to y'all.
Promise.
Okay.
Love you.
Sports is coming up.
It's The Ticket, KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. People do win.
I think it's Rod Roddy. I believe it is Hayden Fry.
That wasn't good.
We don't have all day.
Ooh, I'm feeling so randy, baby.
And I don't have any answer.
It's the Stone of Flying Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney.
E-Break Classics.
Well, yeah, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
Ooh. Yeah. Not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever.
Can I hang?
What? I'm asking, do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's towel talk in the observation deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah,
we didn't say
yeah,
it.
Something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big win for Junior. Now went to double figures. 10 wins.
All right. Where's that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great. Yes. Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there.
Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of a dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big times you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Law, starting Monday at 9 on the news station, 5-4.
I'm Layla. The Rangers game may not be like the playoffs, but it's as close as you can get. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
At Classic Chevrolet, when we have a red tag sale, it's the real thing. No gimmicks, no negotiation, no hassle. Over 1,500 vehicles are clearly marked with a rock-bottom sales price on the windshield. Take your pick. We've got over 30 Aveos and Cavaliers all marked at $99.88. Corvette convertibles, they're all tagged at 10 grand off MSRP. LT and four-wheel drive Suburbans are now 11,000 off MSRP. And LT and four-wheel drive Tahoes are $10,000 off. With over 300 Suburbans and Tahoes on the ground, the hard part is choosing the color you want. The easy part is buying it. The lowest possible price is already on the windshield. Just compare it to the window sticker, and you'll quickly see how much you're going to save. It's our semi-annual red tag sale. Going on now at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, or shop online at ClassicChevyTexas.com. Price includes rebate. See Saturday Star Telegram for details. Chevy, driving Texas.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Rangers take the first of a three-game set with the Yankees. The two teams play again today at 3:05 in Ameriquest Field in Arlington. Over 49,000 people were on hand for yesterday's 9-7 win, and David DeLucci says it was like a playoff game.
It was definitely a good experience going out there and having on paper the team that should never get beat. Have Alex Rodriguez come back to play his first game and look in the stands and have 50,000-plus people. And I think it was a taste of what a playoff atmosphere is like for our team as well as the fans.
And Jason Giambi won't likely be playing the rest of the series. He sprained his right ankle in the ninth inning. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is live at the Bank of America Colonial. Now let's go to Fort Worth, where Jimmy Christopher is standing by.
Layla, the wind is kicking up at the Colonial, while the greens are in great shape, so the breeze could affect the putts again today like they did yesterday. Round two leaders, J.L. Lewis of Horseshoe Bay and Justin Leonard from Dallas tee off at 105 this afternoon. They are 6 under 134. Houston's Jeff Maggart, Robert Gomez, Craig Perks, and Steve Flesh all are one shot behind. They tee off starting at 12:47 this afternoon. And the guys that are even are just teeing off right now. This Colonial update brought to you by Moritz BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlets.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, will be live at the Colonials throughout the entire third round. And New Jersey officials have announced that they will retry former NBA star Jason Williams for reckless manslaughter in the case of a murdered limo driver. He was acquitted of aggravated manslaughter. That's The Ticket Ticker, a service of Telemundo 39. The detail of the information, one-of-a-kind TV, the most precise image. Maria Celeste Arrojo Vivo every afternoon, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., only on Telemundo 39. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Radio 1310, The Ticket of the Rant, broadcasting live and in person at the Dallas, I want to say Dallas RV and Boat Show, but it's the Texas Truck and SUV Show at Dallas Market Hall. We're going to be here today. It does keep going through till tomorrow, though.
Mm-hmm.
But come out and see us today. We've got ticket chicks out here, including Claudia, the one that Corby loves so much.
Hi, Claudia.
Oh,
how are you?
So awkward now.
Creeping her out now.
Yeah, it is. And
you're going to scare her all the way back to Romania.
Oh, no. Could that happen? Don't make that happen.
She's not like game that you spook into their natural cover. And so come on out here and have a good time with us. We'll be here until noon today. We got the guys' guides. We have some ticket t-shirts, and we have all kinds of fun.
Look, there's the jerk-off hut.
I think that says the jerky hut.
Oh, I misread it.
The SUV show is the biggest event of its kind.
3 minutes into the show.
If you're in the market for a new truck or SUV, just love trucks and SUVs, come out to the Texas Truck and SUV Show.
Before we're speaking extemporaneously here.
It's the largest comparative shopping experience under one roof. You can bring the whole family, and I don't know, you can enjoy the Dallas Cowboys Traveling Road Show, which is out here. You can purchase Cowboys gear at the Pro Shop and see, memorabilia from the former Cowboy greats. You can test your outdoor skills with a professional rock climbing wall, which I see. Learn how to fish like a pro with our interactive, bass fishing tub. Test your off-road skills with our remote-controlled heavy-duty
truck and SUV. Stop trying to make it sound so impromptu by your little pauses.
And, I don't know, enter to win a 2005.
I don't know. How do you say it in your language?
Jeez. Way to cram in all the copy points.
Well, good for the Texas Truck and SUV Show that Corby was able to speak so knowledgeably about.
Right.
It is true, though. If you're thinking about getting a new truck or SUV, it's a nice idea to come out here and look at them all one after the other and figure out which one you really want to focus on.
Is that
on
an SUV boat that says Taiga on it?
No, they're just showing how it can hitch up to... to the back of the SUV. It's towing power.
Oh.
Demonstrating the towing power.
So this is the one you like, this SUV in front of us, the Infiniti?
Yeah. It's basically the new Pathfinder Armada with a Infiniti badge on it.
What does that run you?
Probably 50.
I got money.
50.
Yeah. I would never spend that much on a truck.
50. That's almost... I mean, that's a third of a house.
That's a house for me, buddy. I don't know where you're living. Anyway, moving on to the ticket. We have great prizes for you today.
Do we?
I think. And let's get into the news of the items.
Did you guys discuss fully on the morning show the Bill Cosby comments?
I don't know about fully, but we did discuss it. Him going off on lower-income people saying that low-income blacks need to learn to speak English.
Mm-hmm. And he quoted them saying, I can't even talk like them anymore. Who be this and what be that? And
Where was he speaking?
At the Brown vs. the Board of Education 50th anniversary party up in D.C. Not sure if it was really a party more than a gathering.
I think it was a reception.
It was?
Yeah, I think Brown was there in like a three-quarters of the Board of Education.
Really? They were all there?
Yeah. In a receiving line.
You think the Board of Education is real happy with their decision?
What do you mean? By letting blacks in?
Uh-huh.
Which one was
Oh, my gosh.
Which one was the good one in that one? Brown or the Board of Education?
Well, obviously, the Browns were...
I'm saying
I thought this was about blacks, not Mexicans.
No, brown
Tell
was
me,
not
man.
The color of the skin. That was an actual human. But I could see where that could be easily confused with black.
Anyway, so he's speaking, and what do you think about his comments, Corby?
I can't say that I totally disagree with him.
I think he's pretty much dead on.
We talked about accents and forms of speaking, actually quite at length on the morning show, whole Gordo's Corner on it, and I have no problem with someone speaking with that dialect and, you know, with their friends or, you know, in casual conversations, but I think you ought to have the ability to turn it off when you're in more, you know, what is it?
Appropriate setting.
Appropriate, you know, when you're in more formal settings.
Break that down, player.
And I carried this through to also, like, the redneck guy who talks real country, like J.D. from Grapevine.
Yeah.
Why can't he just turn that off, you know, when he's speaking in front of a group or when he's meeting a business associate for the first time?
I don't think J.D. has any business associates.
Well, man, that's mean.
You know, I did an interview.
So why can't they do that? Like, I know a lot of black guys.
Who are they?
the people with accents.
The Browns.
No, no, no. People with any kind of accent or dialect.
Okay.
Okay, because I have black friends who, when they're, you know, around just casual friends.
You have black friends?
Yeah. But they'll talk more what you,
weird.
What you would call, what you would call black.
Right.
But you know, when they're at a job interview or when they're at their work or something or when they're talking on the phone with somebody, you know, some customer or I don't know, they don't speak the same way they would around their friends. So they can turn it on and off. Why can't the redneck guy turn it on and off? Why can't the,
Because they don't know any better. They don't know any different.
They have access to television. They see that there is a different way of talking.
I'm the white trash from Kentucky.
It's all about effort.
Yeah, I mean,
it takes effort. You have to concentrate to not speak that way, if that's what you're ingrained to do.
I think that he has the right. I mean, you know, the NAACP was freaking out over this. This was their event that they were hosting, and they can't believe that they couldn't believe at the time that Cosby was using that forum to make those comments. But, and Grego brought this up yesterday, or maybe Ryan, I don't remember, about how a lot of the black leadership. They think that if anyone of that's African American talks down about one of their own, then that's a problem right there. And that a lot of people were upset just because they couldn't believe Cosby was making those comments,
or
Spike Lee making the comments about the rap world.
So
and how?
So you can never raise a controversial issue ever.
Well, I think the attitude is, look, we have so much stacked against us right now. Why are we attacking each other?
Right.
But the people who the blacks who are, in this case, Cosby, attacking another segment of the black population, he's saying that the reason I'm attacking you is for a constructive reason, is that we should change this in order to alleviate some of the problems that the world views us as.
Well, and he was
right.
He was right on the money. He was talking about the 60s activists, the black 60s activists who were fighting for education.
Right.
You know, they were getting sprayed by hoses and rocks thrown at them and stabbed and killed and, you know, get Medgar Evers. Okay, I mean, all that stuff was going on, and now he's saying the same people don't want an education, don't even care.
Right,
right.
So how can you say that that's wrong?
Yeah, it's ironic that, you know, their parents and grandparents, not they as in everyone, but the segment of the population that Bill Cosby's talking about, their parents and grandparents, you know, went to sit-ins and, you know, went to jail and fought through all this just to get into school, and now these same kids are so ungrateful that they don't even want to go to school. They don't even value the education that was given to them.
Do you think Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. would have been taken seriously at all if they had taught with such grammatically incorrect English?
If they dressed like 50 Cent?
Yeah. Or Flavor Flav. Could you imagine Malcolm
big clock.
MLK with a big clock and those gold teeth and
standing at the foot of the Washington Monument?
Oh. Yeah, if we were talking about the IDs having a dream speech, I don't think it would really have the same effect.
Instead of like his bodyguards, which Dr. King had, you know, I mean, there's two guys with big boom boxes right behind them, you know, just like blaring a beat while they're speaking. You know, I got in trouble. Maybe we can play this. Maybe we can't. I don't know. I did an interview after Troy Hambrick's What Do Voluntary Mean?
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed him speaking like that. Really weird, using wrong tenses for my verbs. And someone called me to the car before. I can't remember, but it was...
Bill Cosby?
No. He didn't... He never even...
Picked up on it?
No. Something like a minute long. If you search Troy Hamburg, he's probably in there. Maybe play that next.
So I want to line up some phone calls, like some serious phone calls about this. If you have a country accent or if you're a black guy who wants to talk about this, 214-787-1310, because I do it myself when I go, like, visit my family in Mississippi, and a lot of them have...
You'll dumb it down?
Yeah, they'll have southern accents, and I just find myself starting to use southern kind of phrasing, you know, dropping the G's on, you know, words ending in ING, and... You know, I just kind of find myself being a chameleon in that respect. So I would assume that other people have that same tendency.
You know what's similar, too, with I know Corby and I have the same thing that, you know, he is the overcusser. I overcuss myself when I'm in a casual situation with my friends. But, you know, you have to in situations when you're on the air or when you're in a professional setting, you can't cuss.
Right.
And you...
So how are you able to turn it off?
You just do.
Right. You are. You're able to, and you just do. So why, if you talk like J.D. from Grapevine, don't you say, okay, listen, I'm turn down the redneck a little bit and turn up the accepted English.
Turn up the British accent?
Yeah. So we
J.D. is so Southern, it's almost British.
We were, we're going to do this experiment on the morning show. I don't know if you guys heard this. We're going to get J.D. to read the Gettysburg Address and some passages from the King James Version of the Bible in his present-day voice, and then we're going to put him through speech therapy for 6 weeks and then have him read it again and compare the two.
You're really going to put him through speech therapy?
Yeah, to see if we can deprogram.
Is he willing to do this? Have you talked to him?
Well, we haven't gotten in touch with him yet.
Oh, well.
It's going well, then. And, you know, maybe we'll do it with, like, if we have a black P1 who says that he cannot talk any other way than he talks. Like, that's just his natural way of talking.
Just really,
we'll do it with him.
Yeah. Real lazy.
What is that?
Or a white trash. Maybe we can find the white trash homeless person.
She's beautiful.
And she's fine.
She's beautiful.
All right, line up the phone calls. We'll take your calls next. It is 1028 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
At Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, we've done the math, and we believe this is our sixth annual summer bash.
Number six!
Just like the Rangers, we've sold the naming rights, and now it's the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash at Lloyd Park on Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. Saturday, June 12th from noon till 9. Thanks to our sponsors, you get in free. Live broadcast with all the ticket guys, sand volleyball, babes in bikinis, and cold beer. The Ticket Time Wasters finish off a summer Saturday at the lake. Saturday...
E-break classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. Well, we also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that
mixed up. It's KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. I'm not saying something.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
people do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Triplex, visit one today.
I'm Layla. We'll give you a live update from the Colonial next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey, Junior and Gordo here, and we are very happy to welcome a new sponsor to the ticket, ScubaToys.com.
Yes, and ScubaToys.com is not just a website, Junior. It's a 10,000-square-foot building in Carrollton, Texas, that is stocked full of all the great scuba equipment and a pool that you can actually scuba dive in.
And recently, Gordo and I went out there for our first scuba diving lesson. A lot of fun, quite a unique experience. We've got a great facility there, and Gordo, you took to it like a fish to water.
That's not that funny, Craig.
Thanks. ScubaToys.com is located in Carrollton off I-35. You can call them at 972-406-2996 and ask for P1 class details.
Excuse me, guys. Norm. Do you mind if I hobble in here?
No, what's up?
I just want to say that I want to learn how to scuba dive.
But Norm, you had your spine removed.
Yes, but jellyfish don't have spines and they can swim.
This is Grand Opening Weekend at ScubaToys.com. Free food, free scuba lessons, and great grand opening deals all weekend.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
Computer, Billy Bob's Texas, and Camden Apartment Communities. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is live at the Bank of America Colonial. Jerry Whittle Boats and Central Yamaha bring you The Ticker. Now let's go to Fort Worth, where Jim and Christopher are standing by with a tournament update.
Corey Pavin, one of 13 Texans on the course today, just teed off on the number one tee. Pavin and the pairing partner Scott Verplank are even par to start round three. Mark Brooks of Fort Worth is set to go off at 10:42. Louisville Chad Campbell, who started one over, is 4 under through three holes, and he is 3 under total now in round three so far. This Colonial update brought to you by Morris BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlet.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, will have updates all day throughout the third round. If you're going out to today's Rangers-Yankees game, be prepared for a crowd. Nearly 50,000 showed up to last night's 9-7 Ranger win, and Michael Young says the crowd does make a difference.
We've had some crowd like this over the years, but just not on a consistent basis. And I think hopefully once we prove to the people around here that this team is for real and that we can go out and compete and stay in the middle of this thing all year long, then hopefully more people will come out.
First pitch is at 3:10 this afternoon. A housekeeper was stabbed to death by her son at a house owned by Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq's daughter and the mother of his child live in the home in Houston. The housekeeper and her son had apparently gotten into an argument when the stabbing occurred. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
sorry, Brittany, J-Lo, and Jessica. Hot bodies don't stand a chance in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Listen mornings at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, sports fans. Oh, hey, AM. It's 10:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from the Texas Truck and SUV Show. Here at Dallas Market Hall, we have Ticket Chicks Claudia and Jessica out here, ready to give you a hug. Also, you can register to win ticket T-shirts and Rough Rider tickets. The Texas Truck and SUV Show here at Dallas Market Hall all weekend. We're going to be here until noon today. That's right, Claudia and Jessica giving out hugs. At least Jessica is. Claudia will have to pry Corby off of her to give you the P1 a hug.
Yeah, you got to go through me to get to her. Let's just lay it on the line.
Why are you so obsessed with her?
I feel sorry for her. She's an immigrant. And I'm just trying to help out.
Does that look like an immigrant to you?
Yes. Look at her tattered clothing. She can barely...
She's not wearing tattered clothing.
Well, she barely owns any. Look at it.
Do you know what he's talking about? I don't either.
I'm saying, Claudia, that you're an immigrant. I'm trying to protect you.
Does Corby creep you out?
Thank you, Claudia.
She's just trying to be nice.
Yes, she is.
She doesn't even understand your questions.
Why, she's so nice.
Okay. All right, we're talking about dialects and if people can rid themselves of it when they're in polite society. Now let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. You're on Sports Ticket AM.
Hey, Gordo, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, listen, I'm a regional sales manager for the Southwest and West Coast for my company, and to be quite honest with you, you know, I do try to make sure that the accent drops off a little bit until I go out to California, and that's, I tell you what, you throw a little bit of accent, female purchasing agent, and the deal's closed.
They swoon?
Well, now, you got a thick accent.
I got that for a couple of years, and it worked out great.
Where are you from?
I'm from Duncanville originally.
God, your accent's horrible.
It's not that bad. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
no, so you're saying that you turn on the accent sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand how people around here get such an accent, like J.D. or this guy.
I grew up here.
Julie.
From, my dad is from East Texas. My mom's from Wichita Falls.
Okay, well, you know what?
My
dad's from McKinney, and my mom's from Oklahoma.
My dad doesn't have an accent. My mother pretty much still has a southern accent, but... I don't have one.
No.
I had one when I was a kid.
And don't people say to you when you're out of state, like, oh, well, where's your accent? You know, I mean, they'll...
Right. When they find out you're from Texas?
Right.
You don't talk like a Texan?
Right. I don't know anyone who has, like, a really hardcore southern accent.
You know,
I grew up here, except
I think
for J.D. and that guy.
some people, for whatever reason, are more prone to suggestion. Like, my sister, she is, like you were talking about earlier.
Oh, my God, will this story ever end?
Go ahead, Dave. I'm listening.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, your sister. How is she doing, by the way?
Oh, she's great. But she is a chameleon as far as dialects go. You know, whenever she would...
A stand-up person?
Whenever we would go back to New York to visit relatives...
Mm-hmm.
After a day, she would totally be speaking in a New York accent.
See, I'm that way.
And then we would come back home, and then she would totally turn on this Texas drawl.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
You hate her for that?
Oh, it made me want to vomit blood.
But that's the one that you said that you wanted to do something with.
No, uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh.
So I know a person who went over to London for...
Madonna?
A year. And came back, and this was at the age of, like, 19, comes back with an accent.
Goodbye, mate.
That's such an affectation when that happens.
Sure it is.
I mean, people do it for many reasons. Sometimes it's subliminal suggestion. Other times it is a total affectation. They want to, you know, they want people, oh, where's that accent from?
Let's go. What's that? Shannon, you're on Sports Radio 13th and The Ticket.
Hi, Rant Boys. How are y'all today?
Hey,
oh,
sweet Shannon.
God.
Good to talk to y'all. I love y'all, by the way.
I love you.
No, I have been guilty of the same thing, of turning up the Texas accent. I'm born and raised in Dallas, and I moved to Chicago for a brief period, and, you know, people just love it, and they're like,
just one cycle?
It. It's just, it's funny.
28 days. It's really weird, man. That's a short move.
What?
Okay, hi. All right,
hi.
Shannon, wait a second.
What?
So you're saying you use the Texas accent to your advantage, but you also are able to turn it off when you don't want to use it.
Right. I mean, as I'm speaking right now, I don't think I sound like I'm from Texas.
No, you have a pretty neutral accent right now. You just sound like you smoke.
But you so...
No, I just woke up. I'm at the airport picking up some friends.
How old are you?
I'm at DFW picking up some friends from the airport.
Yes, how old are you?
I am 34.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. That's my age. That's okay.
We were still talking to her, but...
that's okay. They're conditioned.
Yeah, they are.
How old do you have to be to get cut off? I think anything over 30, you're risking it.
You're trash and not socialism. But all right, I want to hear from a black P1 to talk about this.
See if they're mad at Bill Cosby.
Yeah, see if they're mad at Bill Cosby or would they agree with Bill Cosby.
Okay, isn't Bill Cosby...
Wait.
Isn't Bill Cosby the inventor of the original Mushmouth? Was that promoting...
Fat Albert?
Yeah, was that promoting good English?
Don't point out his contradictions. All right, let's talk to Black JD on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is J.D. in Blue Mound.
J.D.
Hey, listen, you little fellas. Hey, you're in Texas.
All right, let's go.
Wait.
What did he have something to say?
Yeah, he's getting ready to yell at us.
He's faking a voice.
It's all shtick.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. I don't think it is fake.
This is not fake. I'm talking to Daryl Hanson all the time.
All right?
And I like you guys and stuff, but would you come in here and say, talk for life? What is wrong? Flatness has nothing to do with this crap.
What?
I'll tell you one thing, Davy Lane. I can read a damn ticker. I want to get fired for that.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Well, I mean, you understand. I mean, you do sound dumb.
It's what Corby wrote on a piece of paper.
That's why I grew up talking. And let me tell you, you know what, just wait till all them Mexicans start mating over here. They'll all be talking to Spanish.
Mating?
French, everybody talks like this.
All right, okay, obviously, JD, you're a quintessential redneck, right?
No, wait a second. We need to separate this issue of pride of heritage with having to talk that way for the rest of your life.
Right.
I don't understand why.
Okay,
those...
Why don't you guys go down to New York City and tell all them Yankees?
Well, first of all, it's not down to New York City.
God, man.
I agree with you. I don't understand why people from New York have to speak that way.
Because it's their head. Why? Because you think it sounds stupid. Does that have to change? You go over to France on your little twilly-twilly trips and go, hey, I'm Gordo. Talk like me.
No, I think they have a different language over there.
Get off the plane in Paris.
Hey, I'm Gordo. Talk like me.
How come y'all ain't talking like me?
Do you really not get the point, or are you just being schtickle here?
I get the point, but do you not get the point? Why?
No, the point is this, is that you can be proud of your heritage. You can grow up speaking a certain way, but can't you also speak a different way? Do you have that ability?
Of course.
No, it's
okay,
trash.
I want you now to speak without the accent.
Well, what do you want me to say? All right.
No, he's got to really calm it down.
Yeah, he can't yell without an accent.
How are you doing, Gordon?
Hey, that's
good. It sounds like Eddie Murphy trying to talk white.
How are you doing, Gordon?
I'd have to think if I'm talking all the time. Instead of...
Where'd you grow up? Blue Mound?
Why do you say that? Blue Mound?
Yeah, why did you have to... Name it that way.
Blue Mound is
right.
Wrong with that,
right, do me a favor.
Derogatory way. I think...
Quote the lyrics of the Star-Spangled Banner without an accent.
What?
Quote the lyrics of the Star-Spangled Banner without an accent.
Oh, say,
can't. No, you're not a speaking spell. Oh, say,
can you see by the dark?
I'm not on American Idol. Are you Simon or something?
He's too ingrained in the whole dialect. He can't turn it off.
He is like most people with the strong accent. They don't care to change.
That's exactly right.
No, I'm asking you to care for just this brief period of time and do the lyrics of the Star-Spangled Banner.
You guys aren't in the business world, but all these CEOs at the big company around here, I know that they all have Texas accents. They don't use damn computers.
They don't use damn computers.
Huh.
CEOs don't use damn computers.
Not around here.
I mean, why can we turn it on? We can turn it on and talk like you, but you...
We'll get you a business around here.
Hey, why can we talk like you? I mean, anybody
can talk like us.
Oh, you want me to talk like you, Corby?
Yeah, talk like Corby.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you so much.
You're genius. I
you
give
are.
You that.
Thank
I give you,
for
that.
Your call.
It's 10:46 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, your home for big.
Jerry Jones with us.
It is Mark Cuban.
Good morning from Hawaii to Don Nelson.
Name.
The great John Owens.
Talking with the great Brett Hall.
And the great Reggie White.
Yes.
As the Stars owner Tom Hicks joins
us. That's Mavs owner Mark Cuban.
Big name guests and the guys you want to hang out with. Ticket tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed.
You're listening to the Ticket Ski Break Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on.
All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was,
who you talking to?
And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea Pants. I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job,
a
the job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
Crazy Eddie has got a deal for you. Bring us your cash, your tax return, your dog.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Yourself some Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Layla. Can the Rangers make a repeat performance next on the Ticket Ticker?
Westway Ford's bankrupt concern is now open to the public. Due to banking restrictions, 2004 asset taxation, and new vehicle allocation consideration, Westway Ford and Irving has been given the mandate to eliminate a significant portion of Ford inventory. You can't beat vehicles for 30% off the sticker. 04 F-150 Super Cruise. $44,888. 04 Explorer. Only $41,888. With 0% for 60 months. And 04 Expedition. Just $26,888. Also with 0% financing for 60 months. Don't think you have good enough credit for a new Ford? You're probably wrong. Our finance specialists are some of the best in the nation. They know the lenders and they know the loopholes. Less than perfect credit or downright bad credit. It's done that. Over 500 Fords have been allocated for immediate release to the public. Even conversion vans. Some loaded up and priced as low as $19,988. It's all going on now at Westway Ford. Just 2 minutes west of Texas Stadium on 183, the Airport Freeway in Irving.
Westway Ford.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Rangers try to get back-to-back wins against New York when they play the Yankees today at 3:10 in Arlington. Sonic Drive-In and the Keg Roaster bring you the ticker. Rangers beat the Yankees last night 9-7, the final in A-Rod's return to the ballpark. He says he still likes Texas.
And it's great for the game. I mean, the show comes to Texas. You have 150,000 people here. They make a big old deal about nothing. And the bottom line is I love my time here. And I know Tom Hicks is happy because he has 150,000 people watching the Yankees.
Ryan Dries starts against Jose Contreras for the Yankees. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket is live at the Bank of America Colonial. Now let's go to Fort Worth, where Jimmy Christopher is standing by with your tournament update.
Pride of Spain, Sergio Garcia, just going off as he is 1 under 139. Chan Campbell of Louisville making a third round run as he just birdied the fourth, and he is 3 under today and 2 under total, which is 4 shots off the pace of second round leaders J.L. Lewis and Justin Leonard. They are 6 under. They go off at 105 this afternoon. This Colonial Update brought to you by Moritz BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlets.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. You will have updates from the Colonial throughout the third round all day on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And in the NBA playoffs, Detroit visits Indiana tonight in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals at 7. The Pacers won 3 of 4 games from the Pistons during the regular season. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wonders why a dog gets mad when you blow in his face, but as soon as you put him in the car, he sticks his head out the window.
Sport AM on 1054. Join us out here at the, please stop it, David, at the Texas Truck and SUV Show at Dallas Market Hall. We're going to be here until noon today. We've got ticket chicks. We've got ticket t-shirts. We've got guys and bumper stickers and all kinds of good stuff. So please stop by and see us. We're in the midst of this heated discussion about dialects and why someone can't rise above a dialect if they have one. And
we find any black guys?
Yeah, we got one next. We have a black guy on the line. We just talked to a redneck or a country talking guy.
You said white trash. You can...
Well, whatever. But we just talked to him, and he didn't seem to be able to really lose the dialect.
He did a little, you know, but he didn't care.
You know what? I've done this before on the air where we've tested, because I made the bold claim that I can tell whether someone is a white or black guy just on the phone within a sentence.
Yeah.
Everyone can basically do this, but I got all these people saying, no, you can't do, how can you tell? There's no difference in the, well, yes, there is. And I did it. I was like 100%.
Black guys have like an extra vocal cord, right?
That was funny.
All right.
Give Dave credit.
Let's go.
It's Craig.
Craig in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Greetings and salutations, gentlemen.
How are you, Mr. Craig?
I am doing fantastic. Just out of idle curiosity, let's test your theory about that game. What color am I?
You're black.
Good deal.
Yeah, we already knew that, though.
Okay, guys, I have a problem. See, I talk like this all the time, and it's like when I get around my black friends, I get, well, rather, I'm the butt of jokes because I can't...
You're the Oreo, right?
Yeah, I'm the Oreo cookie, but the whole thing is I can go out and get a job and be successful and make something of myself simply because I know how to talk, and you have to be able to talk to all different kinds of people and not just be so segmented and just in that whole, yo, son, you know what I'm saying, son? Yo, homie, what's up? I that really bugs me.
All right, so when you heard about what Bill Cosby said, did you find that offensive or was he right on the money?
Actually, I haven't even heard about that story. Could you kind of refresh me on it? Or?
Well, yeah, that's how we got this conversation started. Essentially, he was speaking at the Brown versus Board of Education 50th anniversary.
Okay.
And said that the lower economic African-American sect can't speak. They don't speak correctly.
And they don't try to help themselves by getting educated and learning how to speak properly grammatically. And it hurts them in the business world.
And his basically 100% agree with that. I think we get so bogged down in the man that's holding us down that we don't try to, you know, get up, get out and get something rather than just sitting on our hands and like, oh, woe is me, and I'm just going to sell, you know, contraband, this, that, and other to make it and eventually get caught and go to jail. So I'm really glad I talk the way I talk. I know I'm going to be successful in life, and hopefully I'll be working with you guys one day because that's the field I want to get into. Guys, love your show. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Craig. You know what? And I think a lot of it is black guys keeping other black guys down by trying to make them feel guilty about, hey, man, you talk white. You talk white. And did I sound very black when I said that? That was my invitation.
Hey, man, you sound white.
Hello, man. You are the one that talks white. You are the one that talks white.
Why are you fronting like you're white?
but, yeah, I think that's
blacks keeping other blacks down because we're always threatened. And this is true in any race. You're threatened by people who show some initiative because that calls your laziness into question.
Thank
so
God
you got to keep your friends down.
Thank God the three of us are equally lazy.
Equally lazy. That's why we get along.
We don't challenge each other in any way.
No. All right, let's go. What?
you're doing the math too loud. You can't hear the name.
Randy, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Granny.
That's not Granny. It's Randy.
Oh.
But the way I talk, it may sound like Granny every now and then. Hey, listen to this phenomenon here. It seems like I have a problem with, you know, one, I do kind of have a southern accent, but I notice that when I speak to a Mexican individual or sometimes Chinese individuals, I seem to want to take on their dialect, and I've never understood what...
Well, let's just say
let's say
that I'm Chinese. What would you sound like?
I don't know. I seem to start leaving out certain words just to kind of talk like, you know, I start cutting off words quickly to see that they maybe understand. I don't know.
Yeah, I see what he's saying. He's doing
mimicking their speech patterns so that they'll understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, instead of saying, hey, do you like chocolate cake, you like... chocolate cake.
You like the chocolate cake?
Yeah. Yeah. And my
like somehow that makes any more sense to them.
Like they can understand it. I know. You know, it makes no sense.
No, you're right. And that's something that we all fall into. Like with any foreigner, you have a tendency to also talk louder to them. Well, they will understand you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Like they're reading your lips or something.
All right, now your accent. Can you drop the accent?
Yeah, I can. I think, you know, when I get into a social setting to where that it's not, you know, proper for me to just, you know, talk, you know, lazily, but I know that that's probably what it is. It's more just a lazy draw than it is anything, but...
Did you grow up here?
Yeah, I'm from Arlington, Corby. I know a bunch of your buddies from over at Lamar.
Arlington? How can you grow up in Arlington and have that accent?
God, I don't know. People always thought I was from Georgia or somewhere, the way that I spoke, but...
Where in Arlington did you grow up?
Interlochen? High school over there, a couple years, well, about 75 graduates.
Did you grow up in a gated community like I did?
Did you have canals roaming through your backyard?
Actually, on the east side of Arlington with a lot of the brothers over there is where I grew up, and so, you know, when I get around a bunch of brothers, I really get bad.
Okay, thank you for your sports call. Have you guys ever met a black guy with a southern accent?
Yeah, it's weird.
You have?
Yeah.
I never have.
I've seen that Chinese comedian from Tennessee, and that's his bit. That's his whole act.
That is weird.
He looks like Hong Kong Paul, and he comes out like, "Hey, you bet y'all didn't expect this, did you? Huh?"
And that's his whole act.
And his whole act is about being Southern and how he's treated when he goes into places, and then he opens his big Southern mouth. It's a pretty bad act.
Yeah, kind of a one-trick pony.
Like Yakov Smirnoff.
I'll call them ponies.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Ducks.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio. Byron.
What's up?
Yo.
What's up, guys? I'm a Charleston State University graduate. Before I came out here, I went to...
That's not a state.
I know it's not, but I was at Richland Junior College in Dallas.
Oh, boy, so that's like Stanford and Harvard of Texas, right?
Yes. Oklahoma boy, it is.
Now, when you were at Charleston, did you hate Sol Ross?
Who?
Okay, let him talk, okay? Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say that when I was in Dallas, I'm originally from Keller, but when I was in Dallas, I got beat down by the white man trying to talk black, you know? You get a lot of that out there in the Richardson area.
Yeah.
Then I came out here, and you get beat down by the white guy with the redneck. And I played basketball with a bunch of black guys. Like every night up at the gym.
That's racist.
And it's almost like being bilingual sometimes. Because going in and out of understanding the two different... It's such a different kind of thing that it really can mess with you sometimes. And it's just ridiculous. And I also know a black guy that talks redneck.
That's so wrong.
His name's Dookie, man. And he dresses more...
Dookie?
...more country than anybody out here.
Dookie.
That's not his given name. That can't be his given name. It's not his birth certificate.
It's probably not his given name, but I'm sure you guys probably don't always use your original names working in radio.
Unfortunately, we do.
Yeah. My given name is Judith.
Corbett Davidson.
Except for Rick Arnett.
Corbett Davidson.
I just want to say that not all
Rick Whitson.
B-E-T-T. Go ahead, Corbett.
Todd Davidson.
Corbett Scott Davidson.
Go ahead.
Hello?
What?
Please all right. Go. Let's go to Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm curious about the gay list. Like, when does that come out?
I don't understand that either.
The yeah, what? The gay list.
It's not normal, right? Like, until they come out and then it's overnight.
Yeah. Okay, so leave me through this here, Dave. Let me just propose this to you, and I want you to argue against it.
Uh-huh.
I figure out that I'm gay.
Okay.
Yes.
Which means I'm attracted to masculinity. That's attractive to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm attracted to things that are masculine as opposed to feminine.
No.
No, not in the gay world.
You're attracted to the feminine side
of the male.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it's true. That's what gay people are.
But yet, I'm heterosexual, and I'm attracted to the feminine side of female.
Right.
So why, if you're homosexual, why wouldn't you just be attracted to the...
Plumbing.
Huh.
All about the plumbing. I think.
I don't think that's true, because I thought a lot of gay guys are attracted to masculine men.
Now, gay guys are all about the sex.
But it's true. Some of them are into the real butch gay guy, the real pumped-up gay guy.
Yeah, but is that pumped-up gay guy into, like, coming out here to the SUV show and...
Probably not.
Cattle?
He's more into Cher and musical theater.
Right.
All right, I've just never understood that. Why, when you're gay, it seems like you would be... And I've never understood that, the butch lesbian. What's with that? And you say that a lot of gay people will say, you know, I love being a woman, or I love being a man. I don't want to switch my genders. I wish I hadn't said that. But they take on the characteristics of the opposing gender.
There's someone of prominence who is getting a sex change. I heard this story yesterday.
One of the guys who directed The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the
Wachovia brothers. Getting a sex change.
Yeah.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Somebody else. I don't know.
But it is interesting as far as the list goes. You know, there are the gay guys who don't have a lisp, and then they come out of the closet, and overnight, like that guy said, that they have a huge flaming lisp.
Right.
And then there are the guys who don't have a lisp, and then they continue to not have a lisp. And then there are the guys who have always had a lisp, and... You can just tell, even though they're not out of the closet, that they are a closet homo.
Okay, but here the bottom line is, what causes a lisp? Even if they wanted to be more feminine, females don't have a lisp.
I'll tell you what causes a lisp is hanging around with that group of people. It's just like the girl who moved to Europe.
But how did it start?
With a British accent.
How did it start?
I don't know. How did the southern accent start? Someone started it and thought it was really chic to be the super gay. I'm sure it was somewhere out in Frisco, San Francisco.
I'm eaten up by chiggers.
By what?
Chiggers. Look at I've got bites all over my legs.
We're talking about gay people now.
What?
Is it like their lips get stretched out or something?
Yuck.
It's a good point. If your tongue takes a battering ram for a couple hours, I would think you'd have problems speaking.
It's like a stroke mouth, kind of.
Yuck. It's 11:06 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What are we talking about next? Let's
I don't
move
know.
On.
All right, we're moving on to the good stuff next. You won't believe what you can't be having to think
good
about.
KTCK, Dallas Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Dead celebrities, one toe tag at a time. In the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney.
Wait a minute, he's not dead. Like that.
Listen to Dunham and Miller every morning at 7:35 for a clue to the identity of a dead celeb. Then listen again later in the day for another clue and your chance to guess the stiff. Get it right and you win.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
I protest.
Thank God we get to listen to this again.
I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
A misquote or something
makeup?
Gone wrong there. Yeah.
Well, it's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Yeah. Oops. Put her on all fours and marry her.
What? Also,
do you know we're on the air?
Also in sexually active tennis news.
Don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed.
There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week. As you move up the charts. Congratulations.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Report every Tuesday inside the Dallas Morning News and at DallasNews.com. Know the full story.
I'm Layla. You're here from the Leaders of the Colonial. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey, P1's Junior Miller here. Great weather these days. Great time to get out and start riding the bike again. Lose a little weight. Get in shape. Go to Plano Cycling and Fitness, the shop I've been going to for a long, long time. Just picked up a new bike there the other day. They're located on 18th Street, just east of Central, just north of the Bush in Plano. They've got a P1 incentive for you this month. With any purchase of a new bike, Here in the month of May, they'll give you a free helmet. That's a smart little incentive, too. Protect your noggin, get a new bike, and pick up anything else you need at Plano Cycling and Fitness. They've got everything the casual rider to the expert slash racer would need. They've got the biggest names in the industry, Cannondale, Trek. They've got a huge showroom. They've got a test track out back, and they've got the best service facility in the Metroplex. And they're more than just a bike store. They ride and support all the local events like the MS 150 this past month. And they're the presenting sponsor and packet pickup location for the Collin Classic on June 12th. Check out the website. It's PlanoCycling.com. Tell them Junior sent you.
The Ticket.
Your leaders are yet to tee off at the Bank of America Colonial. Justin Leonard is in the lead tied for first after shooting a 64 on Friday. Justin says he was surprised.
A little bit surprised? Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. But playing with Davis, and he was 4-under for most of the day. And so, you know, I just got a nice rhythm and made some good putts today.
Now let's go live to the Colonial for your tournament update. Here is Jimmy Christopher standing by.
Chad Campbell was born in Andrews, Texas. He now lives in Louisville. He eagled his first hole of round three today. Then went birdie, bogey, and birdie. The UNLV grad, who won the Tour Championship last year, is now 3-under through a half dozen holes. And on the heels of Stuart Sink, Lee Jansen, and Zach Johnson, who are minus four and tied for third. This Colonial Update brought to you by Moritz BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlets.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Don't forget the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket will have updates from the Colonial all day throughout the third round. Rangers play game two of their series with the Yankees today at 3:10 at Ameriquest Field in Arlington. Rangers are coming off a 9-7 win last night where Nick hit two-run home runs. Ryan Dries takes the mound for the Rangers against Jose Contreras for the Yankees. One more note about that game, Jason Giambi may be on the DL. He certainly won't play today after he sprained an ankle running a base pass in the ninth inning. This is right ankle. No official announcement has been made yet. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Primatene. Important news from the brand Primatene. Primatene, the fastest type of asthma relief without a prescription, is now back in stock. Find Primatene in a store near you. Use as directed. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket Chicks cater to your every need at the Sunshine Pool Spa and Patio area at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash. Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Shirley Fresno.
All right, it's 11:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant at the Texas Truck and SUV Show at Dallas Market Hall. Stop by and see us. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock today.
What?
Now then, since we moved away from dialect talk, we need to get into some other items.
Was there anything good in the paper today? Or was
in
it just the Gabbert sad again this week?
It was just the Gabbert sad again this week with the...
God.
Press board shelves on sale.
Did you see yesterday in how they moved the entertainment section to page 3?
Yeah, why is the Morning News redesigning their paper?
I don't know.
That.
Well, there was a big story that evidently Ice Cube is next door neighbors with David Hasselhoff out in L.A., and Ice Cube wants to produce a rap album for David Hasselhoff.
Hmm.
He wants. It's going to be David Hasselhoff's big comeback album, you know, because he never made it in the States as a recording artist. He's just big in Germany for some reason.
That's where I'm about to go. Oh God!
What are you doing?
What's that?
Nothing.
Just clearing my throat.
So, Ice Cube is really good friends with David Hasselhoff, and he's going to produce a rap album.
That'd be dark.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes. I didn't understand if it was a joke or how can Ice Cube from NWA think that David Hasselhoff has any kind of rap talent whatsoever.
A choppa, go plow.
I laugh at that every time.
What was David Hasselhoff's big hit? Was it Heartbeat? I'm looking for a heartbeat.
Was that him?
No idea.
No, it was Don Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Someone to correct me.
I was
same difference.
I was thinking that was maybe Rick Springfield.
You know what? And as far as the celebrity turns in music, I think
Eddie Murphy was the best.
Eddie Murphy was the worst. Eddie Murphy's was worse than Don Johnson.
Party All the Time.
Party All the Time was worse than.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time.
And he did like
party
a little serious video for it and stuff. And
yeah. She smiled at me. And how about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see it.
I think Rick Springfield was
peeking out
was actually credible.
Oh, I do too. I think Rick Springfield was very good, as a matter of fact.
Well, but he was never a major television star.
Yes, he
big
was.
Soap star on General Hospital. But I mean, chicks knew about him, but guys didn't know of him as a TV celebrity.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I didn't. I always knew of him as Rick Springfield, the.
So you had no idea that he was in TV before that song came
out. No. After I found out that he used to be on soaps, but I never knew that when that song came out.
Guy looks good, too. You see him lately?
Still looks good?
Yeah, he looks really good.
That's so unfair that a guy gets to be good-looking and have a rock career.
I think he's pretty much failing right now, though. He's playing, like, county fairs.
I'd love to play county fairs.
I'm sure you could. I guarantee you could play the Bedford County Fair.
Or... You could? Maybe I can get booked.
There is no question. If
yeah,
you tried to book a county fair, you could do it.
Yeah, if you wanted to do all the fake Jerry songs and
yeah.
do some fake Waylon Jennings.
You know, I really shouldn't even...
What? Why are you stopping?
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't even mention this, but I've actually recently contemplated about starting to do gigs.
As Gordo from The Ticket? Or as some kind of side project?
No, just my real name. Which happens to be Gordon, but...
Well, but of, like, covers or original material or ticket stick
combination
or
of both. Not real, like, not like, come for a night of comedy and conversation.
Tonight at Adlib, this is Gordo from The Ticket.
No, but just...
Why
like,
are you doing
I don't,
that?
I don't know. I've just felt the,
Is it Ice-T, not Ice Cube?
It is Ice-T, not Ice Cube.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it a little bit more palatable, because Ice-T is a fraud.
Was Ice-T in NWA, too?
No.
I thought they all were.
No.
Who's they?
Ice-T's a cheese ball.
Why do you want to do that? As much as you make fun of Danny for hanging on to the rock and roll dream?
Because, obviously, I wouldn't be hanging on to a rock and roll dream.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Maybe write some originals?
No, it's not like, hey... No, yeah, I would write a
Could song. Anyone take Gordon seriously singing a real serious
yeah.
love song?
Love is like the back of my hair.
Now, what's this hit I've written?
Love is like the back of my hand.
No, I don't know if people can take me seriously or not, and I wouldn't really care.
I want you to do that.
Unlike Danny, I wouldn't be at The Ticket, you know, just biding my time until I get discovered as a rock star.
Wouldn't you be?
No.
What if you got signed?
No, I don't care. The
you
Ticket
would,
is my job.
You would turn down a record deal.
Yes, I have no interest in being a full-time musician.
Hey, Gordon, can you explain what love is like the back of my hand?
You know, thank you, Rolling Stone, for asking me. When I wrote Love is Like the Back of My Hand, you know, it's odd. You know, you get inspiration in weird places, and there's always little funny stories. But I was actually with a friend of mine at a truck and SUV show, and he mentioned that phrase, and that phrase just kind of stuck in my head. And I didn't write it right away. It was something that
I held on to.
No, it was just kind of working in my subconscious until a year and a half later, it came to the forefront. And finally, I understood what love is like the back of my hand meant.
Now, Gordon, would you say that Afterglow is the first true concept album of your career?
You know, I have a problem with the concept of a concept album, if that's even possible. But I don't think of it in concept albums. I think of it as just my work.
Why do you talk like... that.
So thoughtful and
No, but seriously, I don't know why I've been wanting to
What happened?
Drop my phone.
Oh. I don't know why it's come up lately, but I've just been thinking about it.
Are you in a full band?
Can I
be in your band?
What I'm talking about is just an acoustic
rhythm right here.
I'm just talking about an acoustic, and I almost bought like an acoustic amp that also has a mic plug-in.
I'll learn either bass or drums, whichever you want.
Well, you know what? That doesn't sound like I'm recruiting the most quality musician.
I'll learn whatever you want, man.
I'll learn whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're 38 years old.
Hey, you can always learn something new.
Yeah, but I don't know that you can immediately jump into a band.
Well, we'll rehearse for a few weeks.
Oh, gosh. You think I want to have the patience of listening to plunk out, you know, Summer Lovin' on bass or something?
Doom, 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 doom. Well, how many notes does Love It's Like the Back of My Hand have?
It's not written. It's not a real song.
Well, I support you in that.
I didn't say I'm doing it. I just said I thought about it.
Where are you playing?
Liquid Landing?
No, I wouldn't beat that place down. I like that place too much to beat them with that.
Liquid Bar and Grill?
You know, it's something that I'm so fearful of doing that I almost kind of want to do it.
Yeah, wait a minute. You're this guy who hates interaction with other people.
Yeah.
And yet you want to be up on stage, the focus of everyone's attention.
Right, people staring at you.
But that's not interacting.
But you're going to have to talk to them afterwards if you're at a small venue.
That's what's going to happen.
It's not like you get whisked off by your roadies in the
band.
I will
be whisked.
He's going to get all fired up, and he's going to write all these songs and some covers and stuff. He's going to get out there and play his first gig, and then at midnight it's going to be over, and people are clapping. Hey, Gordo, come here. Hey, I want to meet you. You know, and then you're going to hate it and quit.
I want to meet you who?
No, you're going to be up there singing Love Is Like the Back of My Hand.
Not a real song.
And then in the back of the crowd, dude from Fake Jerry. Hey, yeah. What happened to Clarence?
Right.
Right. Obviously, I would have to put up with that. But that's
the life I've chosen.
This next song is a song I wrote about my father's suicide.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Gordo. Gordo.
Anyway, when my father killed himself, thank you. I really realized now I was the man of the family.
I wish to see you every day in the show.
You really got a corner in Gordo's corners?
Show me a little respect here. I don't know why you're laughing. This is a serious song. This is called Daddy's Dead.
And your dad says, Dirty Dead Daddy's head is in my closet.
There's no routine. If I could just do my music and...
Did your daddy have a baby arm? Is that why he shot himself?
Sir, please.
Is Fernando really fake?
This is not really a ticket
of
this. If we could separate my my ticket persona with this, okay?
You could never do it.
You think that's what it'd be like?
He is. You would have to have such triple secret gigs.
Ooh.
Change my name.
Yeah.
We're
sorry about your daddy, but do fake Grego.
But dress up like Tony Clifton and do the gigs. No one would know it's me. All right, well, I hate that I even brought that up. It's 11:24.
Hey, I'm here for you if you want to start a band.
If I want someone to play bass or drums.
Yeah.
But has to learn them first.
Right. I'll take lessons. I got money.
It's 10:24 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
I got money.
At Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, we've done the math, and we believe this is our 6th annual summer bash.
Number 6!
Just like the Rangers, we've sold the naming rights. And now it's the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash at Lloyd Park on Joe Fool Lake in Grand Prairie. Saturday, June 12th from noon till 9. Thanks to our sponsors, you get in free. Live broadcast with all the ticket guys, sand volleyball, babes in bikinis, and cold beer. The Ticket Time Wasters finish off a summer Saturday at the lake. Saturday, June...
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
That's the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there and got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next 5 games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, so tense.
Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face was so bitter.
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can...
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, artswaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
$1. Free delivery valid in U.S. by mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Layla Kim. The Rangers repeat big crowds next from the Ticket
Keeper. West Wayford. West Wayford's Bank for Business sale is now open to the public. Due to banking restrictions, 2004 asset taxation, and new vehicle allocation consideration, West Wayford and Earning has been given the mandate to eliminate a significant portion of Ford inventory. You can beat vehicles for 30% off the sticker. 04 F-150 Super Cruise. 24888. 04 Explorer. Only 21888. With 0% for 60 months. And 04 Expedition. That's 26888. Also with 0% financing for 60 months. Don't think you have good enough credit for a new Ford? You're probably wrong. Our finance specialists are some of the best in the nation. They know the lenders and they know the loophole. Less than perfect credit or downright bad credit. It's coming back. Over 500 Fords have been allocated for immediate release to the public. Even conversion vans. Some loaded up and price as low as $19.98. It's all going on now at Westway Ford. Just 2 minutes west of Texas Stadium on 183, the Airport Freeway in Irving. About Westway Ford.
Westway Ford.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Rangers play the Yankees today at 3:10 at AmeriQuest Field in Arlington, American Broadcasting School, CPX Mortgage, and Humana bring you their ticker. After their 9-7 win last night, the Rangers entertained more than 49,000 people, and Michael Young says the crowd helps the team.
We've had some crowd like this over the years, but it's not on a consistent basis. And I think hopefully once we prove to the people around here that this team is for real and that we can go out and compete and stay in the middle of this thing all year long, then hopefully more people will come out.
Rangers have won 2 in a row. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is live at the Bank of America Colonial. Now let's go live to Fort Worth for your tournament update. Here is Jimmy Christopher.
Well, the Chad Campbell story keeps getting better for the Louisville resident. He has an eagle, bogey, and 4 birdies for 5-under today through 7 holes. He's 4-under on the day. Second round leaders Justin Leonard and J.L. Lewis are 6-under. They tee off at 105 this afternoon. This Colonial update brought to you by Moritz BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlet.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. We will have updates all day throughout the third round on the ticket. The Dallas Desperados play Columbus tonight at 7:30. Don't forget, it's P1 night at the game. Pre-game is at 7:15 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Death is a part of life. So make the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes a vital part of your ticket day. Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 and play. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Listen, the bells are ringing. They take you for a ride.
I love Harry Carroll.
Well, this is Tim DeLauder.
Oh, it is? But why is Perry Farrell singing?
That's right.
Not Perry Farrell.
No.
Processed to the nth degree.
It's 11:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Gordon Keith, Gen X, Savvy Lane, and the star of The Ticket, Cora Snake. Cora. Well,
thank you.
Cora Snake.
Snake.
Cora.
Snake. Hey, did these sound drops that just never get old.
Do they not?
Did you see, Corby, that I included Gordon in the Rock Friends email and he unsubscribed?
I laughed. I did get a silent giggle out of that.
Thank you. Actually,
unsubscribed.
I actually stole that joke, I think, from my good friend Adam McGill. It was one of those mass emails started going back and forth between a group of us friends, and there were just so many of them that finally Adam just typed unsubscribe, and I got the biggest giggle out of that. Just so, and it was funny in Dave's context because I begged to get on your mailing list, and the first email I get, I unsubscribe.
It says, "Hey, Rock Friends," and then in parentheses,
and
Gordon.
By the way, a little plug for Morrissey. You know, You Are the Quarry, his new record came out on Tuesday.
Yes.
It's tremendous. Anyone who has ever liked Morrissey or the Smiths needs to rush out and buy the record because it's so good.
And what are the names of some of the songs?
Irish Blood, English Heart, America Is Not the World.
His first two songs are so political it's nauseating.
But they're funny. They're political.
They are.
I mean, it's very Queen Is Dead kind of, you know, political humor. And then there's,
Oh no, Corby.
The World Is Full of Crushing Bores is another good one. But it's a really good record. Anyone who has ever liked gay 80s music or ever liked the Smiths will really like this record because he's back in form.
Well, I love the Smiths and I love Morrissey, and it makes me want to rush right out to your house and have you burn me a copy, Dave.
Copyright infringe it?
Yeah.
You know, also, Morrissey is going to be on the Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn every night this week.
Oh, by the way,
has Kilborn gotten
any better?
No,
not really.
He's still just as annoying as
he's
always
still
is.
Annoying.
Did you watch Letterman last night?
No.
The Strokes were on? And so, you know how after, I mean, it's just common courtesy.
Kurt Russell was on there?
The Strokes.
Who am I thinking of?
Stroke or Ace?
Who's the guy who had a stroke? Douglas. Kurt Douglas.
Wow.
And so did Rodney Dangerfield, didn't he?
A while back, yeah.
So they got a group now.
So what happened?
So, you know, it's common courtesy after you play to stand there and Letterman comes out and he shakes your hand.
Right.
So after they're done, Julian Casablancas, the lead singer, who is so cocky, it's nauseating. He was wearing a Don Johnson jacket last night, like a pastel-y colored jacket.
Right, with
the sleeves
rolled up.
Gay looking.
Oh, that's coming back.
And so he's done. Played, I forget what this is. Reptilia? No, didn't play Reptilia.
Having fun.
So done, and he just turns around, doesn't look at
the
audience, and walks off the stage. As Letterman is approaching him, you can see Letterman about 3 feet behind him. He just turns and walks all the way to the back of the stage while the rest of the band shakes his hand. I was like, why do you do that?
That is kind of being a jerk.
You know, and Letterman was excited to have him on. He mentioned, I mean, he kept going, I love the Strokes, you know, and there he goes, just wanders off. Like, I am too cool for Letterman.
Because he's young, which means the world revolves around him.
Yeah,
right
he'll
now.
Figure it out one day.
But the rest of the band was like, oh, Dave, hey, you know. I mean, is it not a thrill still to be on the Letterman show?
I would think
but it's even
so.
A greater thrill.
Two albums.
It's a greater thrill to reject that.
I don't need that. We'll ever play Letterman
he's
again.
Part of the old guard.
Yeah.
We're the young. We're here to stay, old man.
But on Monday's Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Morrissey is going to perform and he's going to do an interview. And then every night the rest of the week, he's going to be the musical guest.
Why did he choose Craig Kilborn to do this?
Craig Kilborn asked him. Craig Kilborn is a huge Smiths fan. So he begged Morrissey to come on his show. Worked it out.
I bet you Morrissey will do it for Craig Kilborn.
Well, yeah, he is.
To come on the show?
He's appearing on the show.
You know, Morrissey, is he out of the closet?
I don't
I've always
know.
Heard he is asexual.
Super bisexual?
No, that he is asexual.
Like he doesn't have sex with anyone?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of songs on this new record are about how he is filled with so much love and yet there's no one for him to love. That's his whole
thing. Why are you laughing at
that? It's just how people get so warped that they're asexual. I think Michael Stipe tried that for a while.
Before he came
before
out of the closet?
Yeah.
Started pummeling every bottom that he saw.
I miss my bathroom interaction with Michael Stipe.
Yeah, when he was on the phone and he tried to talk to him?
Yeah, we had a moment in Athens where he was at a restaurant that me and my wife were at. And I followed him into the bathroom. So, it was the night I got engaged.
How bad did it smell in there?
Well, he was standing in there. It was this really cool little restaurant in Athens. And Michael Stipe and Mike Mills came and sat down at the table, I mean, from me to you. And I'm freaking out. They're like heroes to me. I mean, I love R.E.M., always have.
Did he have to expel some milk?
What does that mean?
So I go.
I don't even know.
So I thought, yeah, why'd you say it? So I fall
into into his coffee or something?
I fall into the bathroom, and he's on
I'm
the telephone.
A gay man.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to go to the bathroom. But
never?
Well, like now I do.
That's an odd claim to make in the middle of this R.E.M. story.
And you're so proud of it.
I don't even use
bathroom. I don't even ever have to go to the bathroom.
So I go, hey, man, what's going on? He was like, I'm on the phone.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, Orby. I'll see you later. And then I have to go feign urination at the urinal.
Anytime you have to feign urination, you're in an embarrassing situation.
Yeah. So, but we hit it off. He talked to me. Do you think?
What's wrong with you?
It was like I was in seventh grade.
Here's
I was
the deal.
So excited.
You've been at the picket long enough and have been approached by people that you don't know who like what you do that you've developed a profile of who
doesn't matter.
Who's cool when they approach you.
Right.
And what's not cool to approach someone like that. How it's not cool to approach someone like that.
To follow them into a bathroom?
So, yeah. So you know how to do it. Or you should.
It all went
out the window.
Okay, who is a hero to you? Who's like a guy that it's like you would not believe it. You're in his presence, and you had a chance to talk to him.
Probably Reiner.
Maybe Mark someone Friedman. More famous than Reiner.
Like the
Grego?
Like Andy Partridge or whatever his name, XTC guy.
I wouldn't. He wouldn't really affect me. All right, who would it really be?
Who would you be thrilled to meet? Legitimately thrilled to meet.
Probably Jesus.
Oh, please.
I'd follow Jesus into the bathroom.
Jesus? And if you were like, by the way, we have the same drop now, you know that.
What?
You were caught on tape saying,
Jesus,
that Jesus smoked something.
What?
Yeah, you. Look it up, Jason. It's in there.
So you walk in behind Jesus and you try and talk to him, and Jesus is like, I'm on the phone.
Yeah. I'm on the phone, dude.
Hey, Jesus, before you go into the stall, can I talk to you real quick?
I'm on the phone, my son.
I don't know if he would...
But you know what I said?
He didn't always talk like he did in the Bible, I don't think.
When I came out of the bathroom...
It's like a dialect. He only turned that on when he was talking formally.
Let's see what Gordon has to say about Jesus.
Jesus smokes pot.
Huh.
That is so edited up.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I heard you say it in the morning, and I came and I made a drop out of it.
I hate you.
I know.
You are being sued as we speak.
So who besides Jesus would you follow into a restaurant?
Thank you, Jesus!
Huba Sank?
No.
Is there no literary guy that...
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me think. Literary guy. Who is alive now that
I... Al Franken?
Al Franken? There's got to be some.
Okay, all right.
Paul McCartney, certainly.
All right, Paul McCartney.
Okay.
There you go. You're in a restaurant with Paul McCartney. You see him go to the bathroom.
I don't follow him in there.
Okay, if you had a chance to talk to him, would you?
Would you
or say anything
would
to
you
him?
Would you steal his wife's leg?
What?
So therefore, then, I know that I'm that he's forced to talk to me?
Yeah,
beat him over the head with it. I got her leg.
You I'll take one step closer and I'm gonna kill you. I would say, I basically say, Mr. McCartney, I just want to shake your hand.
Yuck.
That's it.
I mean, I had no plan. I was on
right after you shook Magic Johnson's hand?
Yeah. Do you have AIDS, Mr.
No.
McCartney?
That was, why did
you
I,
do now?
I don't know why I even shook Magic Johnson's hand knowing I was going to have to wash it off.
Were you, like, scrubbing it violently?
Yes. You don't understand. I ran to the bathroom with my hands up like a surgeon going into perform.
Sleeves all rolled up.
I mean,
you're
it
like,
was
kind of crying.
Yeah. And I held, when I was running to the bathroom, I held my hands to the side of me because I didn't want to be downwind from them.
Right.
As
you
I
didn't
running.
Want the AIDS particles to
right.
blow into your mouth.
To blow into my mouth.
That's pretty sorry, man.
That is not sorry, and anybody who says that I acted stupidly is wrong.
Okay, so you're telling me right now that I have HIV.
I don't know that. I don't know that you have it.
And we shake hands that you're going to go run to the bathroom? Or
I will not touch any of my open wounds.
Okay.
How many do you have?
I basically consider the nose an open wound.
Would you make out with me?
If you had AIDS?
Yeah.
In front of Paul McCartney.
To meet Paul McCartney.
No.
With Magic Johnson watching from the papasan.
Right.
Why does it always have to be a papasan in the darkened, shadowy corner?
With a big fern plant
hanging
over it?
Yeah, with a big fern plant hanging over it and Magic's eyes, you know, kind of down narrowed down to slits, glazed over as he's kind of lazily, you know, tugging.
On his AIDS hose.
What? What is AIDS wand? Didn't we call it AIDS wand?
Oh, Claudia, does she need help? She's still struggling.
She's been in the same place for 2 hours.
I know. Our ticket is rock climbing out here.
All right, are we late or are we...
Oh, yeah, I got to go.
When are we supposed to break here?
I guess the show's over then.
7:44 on the ticket.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We'll wrap up the round without Corby next.
We concluded that...
What?
Ticket Sports Saturday!
A-Rod is back in town, and we follow his every move on Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott and I will look at the Rangers and Yankees today from noon to 6. That includes live updates for the Rangers' afternoon game in Arlington. NASCAR's Rusty Wallace joining the show at 12:30. We'll talk golf, and specifically Tiger, with analyst Johnny Miller at 2:30. And we'll break down round 3 of the Colonial with the Ticket's golf expert Rick Arnett at 5:10.
E-Break Classics.
You got me now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh. What did I do there?
So...
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddie, call back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish... Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of those.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, hey... Being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm doing the layout. Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow.
So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
All applications. Space is limited. Details at coxpmba.com.
I'm Layla. The comeback is over. Bar the Rangers next on the Ticket Ticker.
This Sunday's Dallas Morning News, nearly 100,000 Americans die each year as a result of preventable errors in hospitals. Learn how you can protect yourself in Parade magazine. It's been a long time since one of the networks has broadcast a good movie or miniseries. In TV Week, critic Ed Bark has some good news about a show with an all-star cast that's worth watching. How do you go from growing up in South Dallas to becoming Secretary of Housing and Urban Development? In High Profile, meet Alfonso Jackson. Know the full story Sunday in
the Dallas Morning News.
Kim, have you lost weight?
Oh, yeah, Doug. Thanks for noticing.
Doing that low-carb thing?
Oh, no. Just taking better care of myself. I've been reading the new healthy living section in the Dallas Morning News on Tuesdays. It's got features on diet, exercise, local health care, coping with stress. Just great tips for a healthy lifestyle.
Healthy living. Yeah, I'll check that out. I wonder how I missed it.
You're too tense. Probably distracted.
Really?
Yeah. Relax. Try doing yoga.
Healthy living. Look for it every Tuesday inside the Dallas Morning News and at dallasnews.com. Know the full story.
This is the Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
Rangers play the Yankees in an afternoon game at 3:10 at Ameriquest Field in Arlington. Ryan Dries faces Jose Contreras. Last night, A-Rod made his return to the ballpark in a Rangers 9-7 win. He says the fans didn't bother him.
I thought they were okay. I saw a lot of positive signs out there and a lot of my signed autographs, and everybody came over and seemed real excited to see me, and it was great to see them too, but not bad at all.
Rangers have won two in a row. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is live at the Bank of America Colonial. Now let's go live to Fort Worth, where Jimmy the St. Christopher is standing by.
Well, it's still very windy out there on these tree-lined dog legs and small greens. Louisville's Chad Campbell, bogey number 8, his second of the day, so he is back to 3-under through 9 holes. Now Justin Leonard and J.L. Lewis go off at 105. They're co-leaders with 6-under 134. Leonard does well on the tight Colonial layout. He has 5 top 10s in Fort Worth. Last year, of course, he tied the course record with a 61 on his final day, finishing second. This Colonial update brought to you by Moritz BMW and Layer 10 Sales, your Dell computer outlet.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Don't forget that you will have live updates from the Colonials throughout Ticket Sports Saturday as well. Detroit visits Indiana tonight in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs. Tip-off is at 7. The Pacers have won 3 of 4 games from the Pistons during the regular season. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:10 with the great Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When somebody tells us a woman is out of her league, we just assume she bowls on a different night.
It's 11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, wrapping up here from the Texas Truck and SUV Show at Dallas Market Hall. And, boy, we've had a good time out here, haven't we, David?
Oh, I'm just so sad that Corby's not here to share this last segment.
Yeah, what happened to Corby? I thought he was supposed to be on the show.
He had to go meet Whitney.
Now, Whitney's his sister or his girlfriend?
Both.
Huh. That's odd. All right, and we got a lot of celebrities showing up out here. The K's are here, the Jeff K's and family. The whole K family. The K clan.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's really uncomfortable. Pop on for a second, Jeff, if you would. Jeff, of course, from our sister station, The Bone.
Pop on.
Now you are, what are you, you're not evening, mm-hmm. afternoon drive now, right?
Yes.
At The Bone. What's going on at The Bone?
We're rocking harder.
You're dancing on the grave of KG.
No, we're not. We are not dancing on the grave of KG.
You're welcoming the listeners.
We are mourning the loss of a great heritage station.
Did you know any of those dudes?
Yeah, I worked with Chris Ryan back at the 94.5 Edge days.
Oh, okay.
Chris is a great guy.
Have you talked to any of those guys, Chris?
Yeah, we've talked to all of them.
Did they know it was coming?
They kind of felt it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They felt it. It's been weird there for a couple of months.
Yeah. Now, the Eagle had been, kind of suffering for a while?
No, actually.
Number-wise, had they been getting good numbers?
Surprisingly, the ratings weren't the issue. I just don't think they were generating enough revenue
uh-huh.
for Clear Channel. You know,
advertisers were scared of that format, I guess?
Yeah, or just the demo they were delivering, and I don't, you know, meaning that just the younger kind of crazy rock listener isn't as appealing to potential advertisers
right.
as older women, apparently. I don't know these things, dude. I just like to play rock.
Well, have you listened to Sonny at all?
Yeah, I have.
Is it real?
Who is he?
Is it real schmaltzy? What is it?
Two or three songs and you're so sedated, you know,
what's the sample set that they would play?
Well, they started when they launched the station. They launched with Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And then they did...
It's a good song.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great
Not
song.
Bad.
No, but I mean, it's just kind of everything with sun in the title. You Are the Sunshine of My Life by...
Minute Maid.
Wait, have they really narrowed it down to where they're only going to play songs with sun in the title?
I just say
well,
that's
a really narrow format.
That's how they say it. But it's really... It's
Black like Hole Sun. That'd be an odd...
That would be great. 35 to 54-year-old women, I guess, is their target, which is just a complete 180.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we went from Merge to the Bone, eh?
Yep. Well, I got a lot of emails, people being sad that the Eagle is gone, or it's not sad, stunned.
Yeah, because it just, at least from a rating standpoint, it didn't make any sense, but from a sales standpoint.
I used to love the Eagle back in the 80s when they were playing ABC. And,
the rock of the 80s.
Yeah.
The rock of the 80s.
And when Kid Craddock was on there.
And Joel Folger was the
yeah.
DJ on the Eagle. Yeah, and they played like the same three New Wave songs over and over and
yeah.
over.
Those were the golden days.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the days.
So how is The Bone going? We're visiting with Jeff Kay from The Bone.
How's The Bone what?
How's it going?
Well, you're obviously shopping for SUVs, so it must be
yeah,
going well.
Yeah, you know what? Looks like it must be doing pretty well.
Well, I get the next shift. You guys are done at noon. I'm doing noon today.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. The Susquehanna family.
The Susquehanna family. You know what's great? What's happened recently with The Bone? When we first started The Bone, you remember it just came out of the blocks. We were a monster. We were kind of
mm-hmm.
like the radio station that was... reminiscent of the glory days of the Zoo and everything, and then
right.
and then something kind of went wrong like a year into it where I think
Mo Roberts
the thought wow
high five
I just think the thought process was that how can we grow the audience, well let's try and mainstream the station
and dump that back there at the station. Watch the language.
What made
you think that was appropriate not only for our listeners but for the K family, who's trying to enjoy the program right now.
anyway, you wussed it.
Long story short, probably within the last 2.5 months, we've gone back to being kind of that music fan rock station where we're playing the deep cuts, the B sides, the live tracks. You know, every weekend we go
right.
deep. In, you know, with a specific
stuff that
artist.
They can't get anywhere
exactly,
else.
Exactly. Basically, reminding folks what makes us different from our competitors. Not trying to win by sounding like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
good.
It's great. It's a lot of fun again.
You excited about that approach?
Every single hour we're playing something from what we call like our A to Z collection. I don't know if you guys remember when we rolled through every track
yeah.
alphabetically like
mm-hmm.
4 weeks ago?
Right.
I mean, not like that was a new idea, but it was really cool because you could go like a whole hour and a half or 2 hours and not hear a song that you really knew. You know, it was like, you know, I think...
I got as far as Aardvark Rock, and then I stopped listening.
So do you get to, as DJs, pull stuff out of your own collection? Do you have
what?
Personal favorite cuts?
My own stash.
Do you have favorite cuts that you get to...
Each DJ has a certain kind of time in their day, a feature, if you will, that allows them, you know, a chance to put in stuff that's not... you know, scheduled or whatever.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
most commercial radio, it's a science. Yeah,
right.
They have the songs in the order they're supposed to be. But just dig this philosophy for just a second. You know, like in when you're doing new rock and roll, the thought is you want to be repetitive. You want to play these songs a lot so people can get to know them because they're unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. Well, I think what we're learning with classic rock, at least, is people know they're going to get Aerosmith and Van Halen and Guns N' Roses or whatever. So it's kind of cool to keep them thinking, or the element of surprise.
What are you going
to
play next?
Them, keeps them listening longer.
Well, that,
so it's unfamiliar stuff that actually works better in classic rock. So
well,
that's what's fun at the bone.
I think that's kind of the success or the appeal of satellite radio for people is the newness factor. You know, they're hearing stuff that they don't already have in their CD collection.
Well, I think you just violated my contract by even mentioning satellite radio while I'm on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, when you're competing, especially in 2004, you're competing with people who have
MP3. See, that's when we're competing right now.
MP3 players and CD. You know, if you're not compelling them to listen, they're going to go find something else.
Well, and this is great that, I'm so happy that Jeff joined us here because...
Thanks. Because I can burn a segment.
No, because Jeff is, like, really passionate about the bone-type music, you know, when he goes into his personal collection, you know, he's really into this kind of music.
You know, it's funny. I think Gordon rolls his eyes, Gordon. If you saw...
Rolled my eyes? What?
My high school graduation photo.
Uh-huh.
My hair's parted down the middle, feathered back, and I've got Rush lyrics next to my photo.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of after I graduated high school that I had that great, like, new wave or alternative awakening.
Uh-huh.
And I did, you know, come on, the first one.
And now you've regressed?
15 years of my being on the radio was more of like a kind of a new music guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been fun. You know, listen, if you're going to have to work in radio, you might as well have fun doing it. I would hate to think that I have to get up and come to work and hate it. Exactly.
Well, so, Santa Claus looks horrible these days.
That's Chopper Rob from the Bone.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Chopper Rob. Hey, Chopper Rob. So he flies a helicopter?
Yeah. Yeah. He does our traffic reports for us and sets up all of our locations.
Good.
He's actually ZZ Top's fourth member, but...
He looks like it.
Yeah.
All right, so how's Humble Billy working out?
He's great. I think Humble Billy's doing a great job.
Does he
just talking about
on
that.
The air all the time?
No, he
okay.
doesn't. He's really like... You know, he's that borderline FM cool, but he's sincere about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be FM cool and be sincere?
Has Cowboy Bill learned to read yet?
Is it funny?
Oh, hey, Jeff.
Is it funny when you say quote? I don't know.
Gosh, Jeff taking shots at Cowboy Bill.
I like that, Jeff. Cowboy Bill.
Okay, well, there you have it. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us.
Gordon, it's good to see you.
Thanks for killing our final
thank
segment.
Thank you, K family.
No problem. Guys, enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
Come on out to the Texas Truck and SUV show.
Yeah, you're going to be... Are you broadcasting?
You want to read some copy points real fast?
No.
That's
he's got a,
in my
he's
contract.
Got a couple
I'm
hours.
Not allowed to
Sorry.
Do that. I'm
got a couple
sorry.
Hours to do that. All right, thanks, everyone who was out here. Thanks to Claudia and sportswoman Jessica, who joined us out here. And
played second fiddle to Claudia.
She can play second fiddle. Be nice. Who's your favorite ticket chick right now?
The chick that's on that cover. I can't remember her name.
Let me see this.
The real skinny one.
I don't remember her. Anyway.
Let me find her name so I can give her a shout-out.
It doesn't matter that much.
Chelsea.
Yeah,
I love
okay.
Chelsea.
And thanks to our engineer staff out here, Chuck, doing a good job. And our promotion staff, thank you to you guys.
Thanks to Jason for screening calls
thanks
today.
Thanks to Jason, and thanks to Corby Davidson for doing about 45 minutes worth of the program with us. And thanks to Jeff K. from The Bone. He's going to be out here for the next couple hours at the Texas Truck and SUV show. So make sure you stop by and see him and support our fine sister station. I'm Gordon Keith. Talk to you on Monday.
Big is the ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests, and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day, plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
And good afternoon. It is straight up 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Rich Phillips.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Scott.
And we are with you until 6 o'clock today, the big clock for Ticket Sports Saturday. And we've got lots of... We've got a big action-packed show, if I can steal a radio cliche there for us, Kevin.
You can't steal it, and yes, we do have a big action-packed show.
And big-name guests today on the show, like in 30 minutes. That'd be none other than your poll sitter for tonight's NASCAR Nextel All-Star Race, Rusty Wallace.
Well, I'm glad that's topical. We can get into how he felt, you know, when he was in the car, and he was able to qualify well.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get into that, because we talked to him a couple of days ago, if you remember.
Oh, right.
We're not going to get
into that. I thought we'd call him again.
No, I think we'll just see what he's up to. You know what? In all honesty, we actually have two segments that you'll hear today of Rusty Wallace, one at 12:30 and another one at 1:30. At 1:30, we'll talk with him more about the NASCAR Drivers 360 show, which I did not see episode 2 last night on FX. I'm going to TiVo it this afternoon when it replays and watch it tonight.
Dang it. I got to do that, too.
You can TiVo it late tonight, too.
You know what? I think even if you're not a huge race fan, if you like just sports and things that athletes go through, you know, whether you want to call them an athlete or not, it's pretty darn interesting.
My wife is just a reality TV junkie, and she watched it last week, and she told me, yeah, go ahead and TiVo the 5 o'clock one today, because she'll watch it today while it's recording for me, because she thought it was fantastic. So we'll talk to Rusty about that more at 1:30 and just some auto racing at 12:30. But you mentioned you thought we were going to call him back. Hey, we could call him back and talk another 10 or 15 minutes to him, I think.
I think we could.
Man, he was a great guy the other day when we had him on the phone.
You can tell, boy, it's nice to know things are going to go well. Like the Roy Jones interview.
This was the antithesis of your Roy Jones Jr. from last week.
The exact opposite. You could tell right off the bat because Roy was in a hurry. I mean, you know, I'm not blaming the guy. They were promoting the fight, and he wanted to move it along, and he let me know right up front. Well, when Rusty called, I answered the phone, and you could tell that he was smiling when he was talking.
Oh, yeah.
He just, you know.
And Jones, I'm smiling when I'm talking to you.
I'm smiling when I say this. I mean, not that he was happy to talk to the ticket or anything.
No.
He was in a good mood for whatever reason. So,
yeah.